Yeah, I think it was, really just how we responded the whole game. I mean, we're really disciplined throughout the whole game with our ball security, and I thought that was really a good thing. Is, we didn't beat ourselves. We had some penalties we got to clean up operationally. Just, us operating in a game situation with a play clock, and we expect those to be better this week. But overall, really liked how the team played, disciplined football, played together. And really responded in the fourth quarter. Special teams, we had a great punt that pinned them, Colgate down inside their own territory, inside the 10. Then we had a third down sack that backed them up. And then we had a great return back to the 21-yard line and went down and scored. So really just it was good to see our team and our and come together and pick each other up, because it didn't end. We turned the ball over the last drive of the offense. We were going 4 minute, but our defense responded and got a pick to finish the game.
Couple questions for you. The first from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Rob. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day to you.
Okay, Coach, congrats. Just in overall, just looking at aspects of the game, what did you like about the performance? And now you play the number three team in the country this coming Saturday. What do you have to clean up? What are areas of concern based on the Colgate game? The second part of the question, just an injury update. I know Joe Gillette didn't play, and Joe Horn didn't play, and again, Cooper Heisey got dinged up. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, kind of hit on it a little bit, but just our ability to play with some mental toughness was really the key, and something that we've been building and working towards. Our leadership and our mental toughness and playing through adversity was something I thought we did a better job of in this game, and that wasn't always there, in previous times. So good to see that. What we got to clean up, I mean, I think we just got to clean up some things just assignment wise on offense, and then we got a lot of new guys here that we added in the spring semester and getting going and getting up and running. And I think just being in that first game environment, shaking some of that off of us. And then defensively, it's really our tackling. We've really been great tackling all through spring and preseason. So, but some first game stuff that I think we can get cleaned up. It's all controllable, but we need to get it cleaned up. As you mentioned, we're playing an outstanding Montana State team that's really excellent in all three phases. So they're not going to beat themselves, and we're going to need to go out there with a great plan, and which we will, and we'll put our players in a position to succeed. And just excited about that opportunity to go out there and with these guys, with these players, with these coaches, because it's going to be a great opportunity for our program. Third part, really, the injury wise, yeah, Joe Horn, he ended up playing in the game. He played several series in the game and really closed out the game. So it was good to see him, working off an injury and getting out there and playing. He's a tough guy who really has battled the last 2 years, but got back out there and did play in the game. And he's practicing today, and he's doing a great job. Cooper, like you said, Coop's going to be down for what we'd anticipate at least this week. And then we'll see where he's at, and just continue to follow up with his shoulder injury. But something that he can return from, and we expect him re to return from. And that's really the it there. I mean, Joey's we expect Joey to be back as well. Joey's just been working back. We got him out there during warmups before the start of the Colgate game, but we expect him to start to work back as well.
Thank you.
Next question from Travis Lazardi. Go ahead, Travis.
Actually, Jordan, you just answered it regarding the injury, so thank you.
Yes. What's up, Travis?
Jordan, first game at quarterback for Carter Peavy, 16 and 21, 186 yards. As you've gone back and looked at the tape, how did you feel like he did?
Yeah, Carter, I mean, I thought he handled himself really well, that's a guy with a bunch of experience and someone who's went to the playoffs last year, and he's been in that environment. But I think, again, first start here at Maine, home opener. We had a great crowd. It was a great environment, and I thought he handled it really well. And it was good to see his athleticism. When things broke down, he was able to get some productive yards offensively. And anything that he missed on, I know he works really hard. He's a diligent guy, so he'll get that cleaned up, and we'll get it cleaned up. And excited to just continue to move forward with Carter.
Last week when we talked, you had spoken about how well Montego Moss looked in practice, and he certainly played well. 5 catches, 84 yards, including that huge 33-yarder late in the game. Just talk about that play and how important it was.
Oh, it's a huge play. I mean, we were backed up in our own territory. I think we're on the 27, and then, you know, just to see him with that catch, I mean, that was huge. As a 3rd and 7, you know, we were able to flip the field, which proved to be a big swing in the game, because, you know, we did turn the ball over later, but they had a long field to go on, and they had to burn up their timeouts. But, Montego has really progressed here in the past year, and I'm just really proud of his leadership, his maturity, and how he has developed as really a vocal leader on this team. And, you know, it's always good when your leaders are making plays and out in front of things. So he made some tough catches, and then he also made obviously that really spectacular catch at the end.
Your defense, I thought, really played well. You hold Colgate to just 303 yards. And then, as you mentioned, after the turnover, the big interception by Alhaji Kamara, 7 seconds left. Just talk about the defense's performance in general, and then the play to seal the victory.
Yeah, defensively, I was really impressed. I mean, Colgate drove the ball for, I think, 7 minutes, 20 seconds in the third quarter without a score. We ended up getting, getting him in the fringe and forced a punt on third down. So I thought that was excellent, just to see them come out in the second half and continue to play hard. That's something that we have practiced and gone through, like a halftime and getting back on the field. That's always new in the first game, is just how you're going to respond coming out of the half. And I thought defensively, these guys, you know, they ran around, played really hard, and we got to clean up the tackling, which we will. But then just to speak on Alaji, I mean, Alaji was again, has another guy who's grown as a leader on this team and really a key person in our back end. Played all last year, and it was really great to see him kind of seal the deal there. And some of our other DBs, Dorian Blackwell, just keeping the ball carriers in bounds to keep the clock rolling there. Those the first play of that last drive was great to see. So really happy with how our secondary has improved, and I expect them to continue to show growth here week one and week two.
Well, I'll let you go. Briefly touched with Larry on Montana State and the quality program they have. They already got a win over an FBS team in New Mexico. It's also a long trip. Do you guys do anything different to prepare to head to Montana?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing we're preparing for is just the environment. You know, the noise. We know that it's a loud stadium. We know that it's the elevation, that piece. So we got to hydrate. We got to, we're leaving Friday, so, you know, nothing really changes there. But I think it's just being intentional about our preparation, being intentional about our hydration, and taking care of our bodies. We play Saturday night, so, you know, we do land there around 4 p.m. on Friday, so we do have some time before the game. But like you said, I mean, an outstanding football team, program, and they've shown that their first two games of the season by really dominating on each side of the ball.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for your time this morning. Safe travels to Bozeman, and we'll talk again next week.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.